if the only choice available were public schools, we'd have better public schools. But the wealthy in many, many cities have opted out of the public school system. I mean, and they may vote for the bond issues out of conscience, and some of them may engage philanthropically, but with their own kids, they send them to private schools. And by having this division, essentially between rich and poor in schools, the rich get the education they want to get for their kids, and a lot of them have a conscience, so they try to do something for somebody else, but they don't try the same way as they would as if the kids were in those schools.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, therickSmithShow.com. Questions, comments, something on your mind, you can email me, rick@therickSmithShow.com. And Warren Buffett's, I think, almost correct there, that he's right in the fact that the very wealthy are going to send their kids to private schools and that the rest of us will be in whatever's left. I kind of question his position on we'll vote for bond issues to fund education and, you know, we'll do all that stuff out of good conscience. I think the good conscience is gone. And you look at this destruction of the public schools that's gone on, not just here in Pennsylvania, but all across the country. And this push towards charterizing and profitizing, all of that stuff, I think it's dangerous. And I look at a school district, kind of like the Allentown School District, where I lived for a number of years. I saw some numbers that kind of shocked me, that something like only 7% of the students at the high schools there would actually go on and earn a bachelor's degree at a four-year university. Something like 40% of the students drop out. What's going on right now, though, is there's an organizing campaign going on to try and get the students to say, you know what, we've kind of had enough. Under the hashtag of they don't care, the students are going to have a couple of actions, I guess, that are coming up, which I thought would be a good opportunity to reach out and talk to a couple of them. That's why I've asked Danai to come on. She's a student in the Allentown School District. Danai, thanks for taking time for us.
Hello, Rick. Thank you for having me.
So walk me through this. What's going on in your backyard there?
Well, students that are involved with the United Youth, we are trying to have a positive movement to encourage the Allentown School District to make some changes and help us change our education. We're trying to get the other students involved and actually give them these statistics to let them be aware of the education that they are receiving and how they could also make a change by joining our movement.
Yeah.
So we are teaming up with other organizations, other national organizations. The specific one that we have is we're teaming up with Black Lives Matter. Some people from over there are coming down here and actually helping us with this movement and like making other students aware of how to, be active in their own community in a positive way.
Right, how to engage in maybe some direct action. I'd seen a video not too long ago that you guys had cleaned up a park and done some things on a positive community level, but also on the education front, of saying that the larger class sizes, the cuts in funding, the lack of opportunities, that we've had enough, kind of, I think, right?
Yes, that's good.
So, you know, in looking at what's going on in your school district, because we've heard these stories not just here in Pennsylvania, but all across the country, of growing class sizes, of lessened opportunities. What's it like in the school that you attend?
Right now, I graduated high school, but while going to the high school that I went to, my teachers, I'm not saying that there aren't teachers that don't care or there aren't people that don't care about the education that their students receive. They are teachers and there are people that do still care and help and think about their students and want the best for their students. But I was lucky enough to get an education that was good and that I had teachers that, you know, actually wanted to be one-on-one with their students and actually get to know them and actually have them and help them succeed. But seeing all these other kids and knowing how they feel and and seeing them act like they feel like they don't have a choice but to accept what they're going through just makes me want to help those that feel that way, because it's completely not that. It shouldn't be that way at all.
Right.
Like, they should have the right to, if they feel like they have to change something, that in regards to education or in regards to them personally, like, they should have the ability to do so. It shouldn't feel stuck at all.
I saw this meme, and I'm not sure if it's true. Maybe you can corroborate it, but it said in the high schools there, Allen and Dearth, 40% of the students drop out. Is that an accurate number?
It is an accurate number. Like, all the statistics that we have listed in these memes, we make sure to get the information and we make sure to pull out the accurate information to actually make others aware. So all the statistics that we have, we made sure to gather these information and actually get them as accurate as possible so that other people know.
Is there any rationale, any reason why this is happening? I mean, I've had some people say, you know, standardized testing has forced schools to push kids out, and that's part of it. Part of it is the economy. Part of it's, you know, you just have, you know, the ease of letting people drop out. Any sense of why it's, because that to me is a staggering number.
It truly is a staggering number. Well, talking to the students that we have spoken to so far, they feel like, yes, they have to deal with standardized testing, because they feel like when they take standardized testing, like, they don't feel like the need for that. They don't feel like the need to have that. And then, like, they feel like that's like a pushback. And then it also goes down to the education that they receive, and how they feel like they're not learning anything. So if they feel like they're not learning anything, it makes them feel like people just don't care what they're teaching them.
Right.
So
let me ask you this. You know, this United Youth Party that you're a member of, and that we've been following, and I think is fantastic. How many people do we have, you know, engaged in this? How many people are organized in this through the two schools there?
You want to know the numbers?
Sure. I mean, I was told you have like 800 people that are members of it, which is, to me, is a fairly impressive number.
Yeah, we do have around that much. Our past event, we had almost like over 500 students that came out, and that event helped us promote like the movement that we are doing, and all the students that were there, they were truly interested and are a part of the United Youth and trying to like help and grow this movement as well. So.
Because here's where my position is tonight. You know, we just finished a labor history tour. We did the whole civil rights tour of the South for 3 weeks. And while we were in Birmingham, we ran into a bunch of people who, back in 63, they were students like you and members of the United Youth Party. And, you know, they were the ones who you know, jumped out of school windows and walked out of doors and marched into the center of Birmingham and had fire hoses hit on them and all kinds of insanity because they wanted to change the world. And it's always been my premise that it's got to be the youth who takes these stances. So when I see a large number of people coming together, especially young people who were told they don't want to be in groups, I find it very impressive.
I feel like that's what motivates us too, knowing that we've seen these past protests, and we see that all these protests from back then started off with the youth, and that those students wanted to make a change in their education or in whatever they wanted to protest about. But we saw and we learned that they came from the youth. So I feel like now that's where the power is. That's where the unity lies. The unity lies in the youth in order for us to make a change. And I feel like it's way more powerful that it comes from us, because then they truly know that if we feel like there's a problem here and we know what the problem is, something has to give, something has to change.
So what kind of response are you getting from the school district? Because, you know, when you see this large number of students, you know, coming together with one collective voice, I got to imagine that at least someone's listening, if not doing anything, at least pretending to listen, right?
We have gotten positive and then negative feedback from the school district. There are people that support us, but then, like in every movement, there are others that don't. or others that perceive the wrong message. So it goes hand in hand, but at the end of the day, like, that's our goal. We're trying to get them to listen, either if we get a negative reaction or either if we get a positive reaction.
So what is the goal? Fair funding? What is the goal? Better resources? What are we looking for through this this organization?
We're looking for ways to improve our education, whether it's getting more funds. We're trying to get our programs back that have been cut. Those programs are, believe it or not, are an essential part of actually helping our students succeed. So we're trying to get those programs back. We're trying to change the education system, whether it comes to standardized testing or whether it comes to, I don't know, doing sometimes feel like some people don't care. So we're trying to, you know, have their education filled with positivity and with positive people that actually do care about them. We're trying to get, like, we're just trying to improve the whole system overall, but it starts with little steps.
No, I mean, it starts with each individual student. And I've said a number of times on this program, had it not been for football and athletics, which we've seen being cut and attacked with these major budget cuts, I would have never finished high school. And had I not finished high school, would not have gone on to college to get a bachelor's degree and would not have gone on to get a master's degree. You need to have these extracurriculars to keep people's attention and to help them grow. To me, education is not just about filling in a bubble and regurgitating a fact. It's about that experience that comes with it of learning how to learn and learning how to be part of a community. And I think you guys are doing that by this group, United Youth.
Exactly.
So last line of questioning, I understand there's a big event coming up. Is there any information you can give us that we can keep an eye on there? Because I'm told something's on the horizon.
Right now we are just, I don't know if I should speak too much about it. I think I should. Like, we're trying to have our list of demands being heard by the Anaheim School District.
Right.
And if not, then we will react in a nonviolent way. And part of the movement is to actually have Wait, you're talking about?
No, I mean the nonviolent. That's the way to go. Don't be preaching violence. Not a good idea. Doesn't get you anywhere other than locked up. But you know, with one solid voice, with one voice, you go, you make your demands, and then down the road you go from there. But the reality is you've got to have someone who's going to listen. And as I understand and as I've been seeing, you guys are building that, and I think that's fantastic. And I look forward to talking to some folks again. As this continues down the road. So, Danai, I appreciate you sharing a little of your story with us. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It was great talking with you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for the work that you do. Really, I mean, this is that next generation. These are the people who maybe we look back in 30 or 40 years and go, they changed the world. That's the hope. Let's take a quick break. Right back, 1-888-520-RICK, 1-888-520-7425. This is The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
In school today, dear little boy of mine. I learned that Washington never told a lie. I learned that soldiers seldom die. I learned that everybody's free. That's what the teacher said to me. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school today.